Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you?
Hi, Ashley. My name is Catherine Ostrowski, and yesterday I had requested a report, and it was only supposed to be $1. I got charged $18.95 out of my checking account. And it only went up to 2008. There's a big difference that this is 2021. I'm not going to keep giving information.
Okay. What's your email address on the account?
RoosterLady1255@gmail.com.
Thank you for that. And also your first and last name?
Kathleen Ostrowski.
Thank you for that. So I've located the account at homevalue.us.org, and you said the report doesn't have what you're looking for on it?
Right, but still, why am I charged $18.95 when it was supposed to be $1?
Okay, so the $1 is just a deposit only for the $18.95 volume discount package, which allows you to have access to the report that you requested and reports for up to 12 months.
Oh, I don't want that. I don't want that. No way. I'm not a realtor. I just wanted one report, and that was mine.
Yes, ma'am. So in order to access that one report, you still have to pay the $18.95.
For one? You just told me it's for a year.
Yes, ma'am. The $1 is just a deposit.
I was not aware of that. Not aware of that at all. Not aware of that. Besides, the information is incorrect.
Okay, so if the information on the report is incorrect, what I can do is gather
exactly.
The information and send it to my supervisor, Brian, to see if we're able to get the information that you're requesting.
Right, but why am I paying $20 for one report? Well, I could get it free.
That is the rate for our service, ma'am.
For a service for a year for one report.
Correct. You can have additional reports for up to 12 months. So basically, it's a monthly recurring is what we're stating to you.
I have to pay this every month for
yes,
12
ma'am,
months?
But if you do
I
not
won't
want
do it.
To, we can cancel it for you. Would you like for me to do that?
Please cancel it. Yes,
no
please
problem.
Cancel it.
Okay, no problem. So I'll cancel this account for you to prevent any future charges. And I do have a confirmation number. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, so that confirmation is going to be 337-8356.
And your name is Ashley?
Yes.
Okay, 337-8356.
Yes.
This will stay there, though, because I did get the report, even though it's wrong. It only goes up to 2008. This is 2021.
Okay. Well, ma'am, what
That's
I can...
That's a long time ago, and we don't even have a mortgage on this house. It's already been paid off. And it doesn't even say that on here. So when we go for a loan on the house that we're going to get, they're going to see that in 2008, what happened to the house that we have? Did it blow up and be gone?
I'm not sure, ma'am. If you were requesting specific information on the report, what I could do is send the information over to my supervisor to see if they're able to get that information that you're requesting.
Well, it was supposed to already be there.
Okay, so what would you like for me to do, ma'am? I already have the account canceled.
No, we'll just leave it at that. And when the appraiser comes in, because the appraiser that they have in Cook County does not match what you guys gave me anyway. So it's not going to change. So just cancel the account for me, please. And we'll take it from there. And I'll watch to make sure there's not another charge next month.
No problem. Everything has been canceled.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling support.
Bye. Bye.